Let us pray. Speak to us, O Lord our God, and let the fire of your Spirit burn brightly in our hearts. Open our minds to receive the wisdom of the law, the hope of the prophets, and the life of the gospel. Jesus Christ, your living word. Amen.
Amen. And let's see, I'm gonna check that everyone's muted. We're getting a lot of background noise today. Okay. Go ahead, Nancy. Let's go ahead.
The First Testament reading for Transfiguration Sunday each year deals with either Moses or Elijah and offers some of the literary background to explain why the Gospels present them as appearing at Jesus's transfiguration. Today's lesson is the story of God carrying Elijah away in the whirlwind. The idea that Elijah never died, and there is a similar story about Moses in Jewish folklore, explains why he was expected to return and why he is able to appear and talk with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Reading from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 14, listen for God's word.
Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way home from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel."
But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel.
The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?"
And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent."
Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho."
But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho.
The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?"
And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent."
Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan."
But he said, "As the Lord lives, as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on.
50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you."
Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit."
He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not."
As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. So ends the reading.
In today's gospel reading, a scene that happened 6 days after Jesus first tells the disciples about the suffering and death he will undergo, we join the inner circle of disciples in seeing Jesus transfigured, so that his full glory might be momentarily revealed, and in listening to the heavenly voice, declare his full identity. Let us listen for God's word to us from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 10.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Nancy.